Luke Ryan's been good enough to join me. Fremantle star defender, All-Australian bound defender, we think. Welcome to you, Luke. Great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Dane. Thanks for having me.
You're having a pretty good year. You must be pretty happy personally with what you've put together consistently.
Yeah, it's obviously been a challenging year playing key back and all that sort of stuff. But, I'm finding I'm doing all right. I'm getting a lot of help from the boys back there. So, it's making my job a lot easier.
I know you played Melbourne last night, but can I talk generically? What do you fear most? Is it a team with two or three tall key defenders to kick to, or is it a team that are better on the ground so you can't really, your spoil puts the ball into a dangerous spot all the time? What forward line do you like playing against least?
Probably a forward line with really good ball movement from the midfield, and if their ball movement's really good, and make no matter who the forward is, it makes the job a lot harder. So if there's pressure up on the ground, it makes my job a lot easier. So when we played West Coast, that was pretty challenging. That was one I probably learnt the most off.
So if you've got a chance to set, at least get into your positions and have a couple of seconds of think time, then you're a lot better off, obviously, than that turnover in the midfield where you think you've got possession and you're about to go forward and then suddenly it's in your back pocket immediately again.
Yeah, that's the worst. It's the worst defender's nightmare, especially when they come out of the middle. So, if we get a pressure up the ground, it makes my job a whole lot easier, which I have been doing a lot lately.
You've got a fairly good defence set up now, Luke. I know you've been the mainstay of it, and I don't think you are Australian bound, but it seems as if Justin Longmuir's been able to get a team within a team.
Yeah, it's good. We've always seen the back six as a team within a team, and obviously losing Joel and all that sort of stuff. So, we've been doing really well, helping each other out. We're obviously small, but we're helping each other out and not allowing one-on-ones, which is good. So, it's good. It's a good year. It's good learning for us.
And I've seen Port Adelaide's climb up the ladder based on the fact that they've been able to pick up some really good kids who have given everybody a little hope that the horizon is going to be brighter than it has been for quite a while. You got some really good kids. Adam Chera, I know he's not a teenager. He's been on the list for, a couple of years. He's 20-odd years old now, but he seemed to play his best game last night. Caleb Sarong looks like he's going to be a long-term star. Andrew Brayshaw is only 20, so there is that group coming through.
Yeah, it's really exciting for us. We've got a lot of young kids. I've just seen this morning we've got four in the under 22, and it could be more. So, it's really exciting time for us. Adam Chera played unbelievably last night, and Caleb Sarong just reminds me so much of Lachie Neale. It's really weird. It's a really exciting time for us, and to get games into them now. And having the luxury of having Fife and Sonny forward, which is pretty handy.
Yeah, Sonny was great last night. He had a bit of a hiccup in his road last week, a gesture that he wasn't all that happy about and everybody talked about, but he seemed to put that to bed last night, not only with his performance on the field, but then when he addressed it post-game.
Yeah, he's a real passionate man. He doesn't let anything faze him, and then grabbed his jumper and everything last night. He loves the club, loves the boys, loves everyone around the club. So, for him to come out and kick, I think it was three goals or whatever, it's really good for him.
Did he address it with the group during the week as well to try and say, hang on, no, I didn't mean that gesture. It wasn't what it looked like?
Yeah, we already knew that he didn't mean it. So, we didn't really speak about it much. It was blown up in the media, but we knew he loves JL and he loves the coaching staff. So, it didn't really faze him or us too much.
So, JL, what were you thinking pre-season when you had a new coach come in? Were you worried that it might take a while to get it together? You had Ross Lyon, who was such an iconic coach, not a premiership coach, but an iconic coach for such a long time. Were you concerned at all that it might not get working quite this quickly?
Obviously, Ross was my first coach, and he took me under his wing and taught me everything pretty much I know. And, it was a weird feeling. But then once JL came in, he was just really excited, proactive. It was like a fresh feel around the place. And the boys were up and about. And, a whole new game plan. The first half of the season, we knew it was going to take a little while, which it did. We were pretty slow. But then now that we're actually starting to understand the game plan, the system, and trusting each other a little bit more, and it's really starting to show, and it's going to be exciting in the next couple of years.
You had one goal, 9 on the board at halftime. Why don't forwards kick straight these days, do you think?
Oh, us backs were talking about it. We said we might have to put us down forward. It was pretty frustrating. We worked so hard for goals and to kick one goal, 9. And I thought, oh, it's going to be one of those games where they just come out and kick 4 straight and beat us. So, to the credit of the forwards, they put a lot of pressure on. And, it was a terrible night for footy. It was windy and wet. So, we'll give them an excuse this time.
All right, we'll give them an excuse this time. But how did you feel when the pressure got intense in that last quarter and it did look like they were a chance to steal it?
There was so many numbers down the forward line. I think they had the 2 ruckmen down there, May down there, Wiedemann down there, so they were pretty tall as well, so it was pretty scary. But, I looked up the scoreboard and it said 26 minutes, and I was thinking, this has to be the longest quarter of the year. So it was high pressure. It was good. It's good for footy.
And you enjoyed it. You seemed like, sometimes it's good to be able to be in that frying pan sometimes. That's what you play footy for.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's good when you're winning, but when you're losing, it's not so good. But, I enjoy it. It's a good learning experience. Now we get to review it and see the structures, if we did anything wrong. So, it's really good. And that's what we play footy for.
I presume you're not missing Victoria as a Victorian at the moment, are you?
Oh, I'm missing my family and my mates, but other than that, not really. It's pretty sad what's happening in Melbourne, but I'm sure we'll get better soon and hopefully everyone stays safe and healthy.
You wouldn't be able to see your mates now anyway, even if you did live here. You're not coming home in a hurry. That's where I'm getting to.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'll be staying home in Perth for a while, for Christmas and New Year's. I don't think I'll be going to Melbourne anytime soon, which is pretty sad, but that's what you have to do these
days. I'm more talking long-term as well. Talking to Matthew Pavlich, who's a South Australian who's never gone home. He loves Perth so much, and I presume it sounds like it's grown on you a bit to the point that you might be a little the same.
I've got another 3 years there. I'm in contract, and I'm loving Perth at the moment. It's a lot different than Melbourne. It's quiet. The beaches and that are good, so I've got close mates there now, and I'm really enjoying my time there in Perth.
Where were you when Adam Chera kicked that goal?
I was in the back line celebrating for the backs, saying we needed that. So I couldn't really see it on live, but I've seen it on the replay. It was a pretty good goal, wasn't it?
It was spectacular. Should there be an award for the best defender, do you think? We don't seem to reward the great defenders of the game. We've got awards for great midfielders, which is essentially the Brownlow Medal. We've got, coaches' awards and other awards, but we don't necessarily celebrate guys, not just like yourself, but, guys like Matt DeBoer. There's so many guys around the league that are great defenders that don't get celebrated. Should there be an award, do you think?
Yeah, it doesn't really worry us defenders. We're all just worried about doing the team thing, getting the job done. All the awards can happen or whatever, but internally, we know we've done the right thing and done the job for the boys. So that's the way we see it, which doesn't worry too many backs.
You don't get any. Don't even get Brownlow in votes, though, when you're defenders, do you?
You can get them every now and then, but doesn't really worry us about the Brownlow. Just hope we get the 4 points.
Well, you'll get an All-Australian invite. You've had an outstanding year, and it's been a joy to watch how well you've developed. So congratulations, and keep on keeping on. A couple of games left. Let's hope you can jump up the ladder a couple more spots.
Yeah, hopefully finish the year off on a high, get a few more wins, and be exciting for next year. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yep, no, it's been great to have you, Luke, and it's been even better to watch you play.